Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Welcome into On The Pace on this Monday morning here on Sky Sports Radio. It was a good weekend in harness racing with plenty of territory covered, wrapped up with the Narrabri Cup yesterday afternoon where Master Catch was successful. We had feature racing on Saturday night and we're looking forward to another busy week highlighted by the Nutrien Sail Series heats to be staged at Menangle tomorrow for the juveniles. We're looking forward to seeing, hopefully, a strong New South Wales contingent then make their way south for that big finals night next Saturday evening. We'll touch on that shortly with Robbie Morris. He had a good night at Menangle on Saturday with three. Leighton Green's also going to play a part in those heats, not only locally, but also on Wednesday for the trotters south of the border. And Joe and Mary Rando were able to win the four-year-old Trotters Foundation Series final on Saturday night, so I thought it was a good chance to catch up with them as well as their team is going extra well. First up, though, Robbie Morris not only had a good night at Menangle Saturday, he's off to Goulburn today to hopefully find a few winners there as well. Good morning, Robbie. Thank you for your time and a good night at the office Saturday. Three winners. That's nothing to be sneezed at, and for three different trainers as well. So you covered plenty of bases. Good morning.
Morning, Brittany. Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a good night Saturday night, and as it is in racing, you roll on to the next now, so let's hope we can have some winners at Goulburn too.
Just on those winners on Saturday night, your partner Montel Barno in race number two for Ricky Ulch, and a now four-year-old who's always shown ability, but that was a good second-up effort. The tempo was pretty genuine from start to finish, but he showed he's a little more versatile. He's got that good gate speed, but he was able to come off cover there on Saturday.
Yeah, he was. He always showed that good bit of ability as a three-year-old, but he probably sort of was always driven for his speed early to get a spot, but Ricky just sort of spoke to me later on Saturday Arvo, and he sort of just wanted me to try and drive him with a sit. Obviously, the race had to come to us a little bit that way doing so, but it worked out in our favour, and we were sort of able to sort of take a few shortcuts and get out at the right time, and he let down really good.
Don Liu was the second of your winners. He's flying this horse. He's gone 50 there on Saturday night, and it looked as though he did it pretty comfortably as well. He might be one that we can follow through the grades.
Yeah, definitely. I've only drove him the once, and obviously he gave me a super feel. He went 50, and he felt great. So, he's a horse definitely on the up, that's for sure.
And what about Powder Keg? He's such a talent, this horse. I don't ever think we've really seen the very best of him, but he seemed to want to pack his manners there on Saturday night. He did everything right. He seemed well suited by the standing start conditions, and you just kept him happy. That was out in front, and he really dominated. He could be one of the better trotters in the state if he was able to keep it all together.
Yeah, he's been one of them trotters that, you know, and he's a very imposing horse too. Like, when you look at him, he takes your breath away. He's a beautiful looking horse, and just a crying shame that sometimes he doesn't bring his manners to the races and he's his own worst enemy. But he got it all right on Saturday night, and you know, he done it easy too. Like, if he can turn up every week and do that consistently for Roy and his dad, I'm sure they're going to have a lot of fun with him. He's a beautiful horse.
Do you know if they have any immediate plans for him, or is he a horse that they're just working on maybe trying to get some confidence back with?
Yeah, look, they never really sort of said that they did, but I think they're just trying to get a bit of consistency with him and get his confidence up. And I think if they can do that, I think you can see him get back to his best, because he's always shown a stack of ability but can bring himself undone. So hopefully we got him off to a good start on Saturday night, and hopefully he can build on that.
Yeah, he was so dominant there on Saturday, winning by over 20 metres. As you mentioned, you're off to Goulburn today. We won't go through all of your drives because I wanted to focus on the two-year-olds tomorrow. But of your steers today at Goulburn, is there one that stands out? You don't have the best draws as a rule.
Yeah, no, it's one of them meetings, Goulburn. But I think probably Sir Knight, he's dropping out of the Chalice heats, and a pretty strong Chalice consolation where he ran fourth to Wingman Lou. He's probably dropping into the right race today. He should be able to get across early and find his spot in front, and he probably looks well suited today, so I'd probably go Sir Knight, the best of them.
Okay, race 5, number 3, Sir Knight. As I mentioned, you're off to Menangle tomorrow. You've got a few early drives, but I wanted to focus in on these two-year-olds. You've got a pair of them heading around in the Nutrien Sales Series heats for the two-year-old. Sugar Rush is the first of them. We spoke about her after her debut win at Bathurst going back to late February, and you mentioned how much time you had for this filly. Clearly something didn't quite go to plan because we didn't see her bob up at Bathurst.
Yeah, no, unfortunately the night before the heats she spiked the temperature and had a snotty nose and it just wasn't to be, so we sort of had to take a backward step there, and obviously the horse always comes first, so it was disappointing to miss Bathurst, but she seems really good now. Obviously she missed a little bit of work there getting her healthy again, but she seems really healthy at the moment. She probably will need the run. But she's obviously got a little bit of class on the side as well. So you know, it'll be good to see her getting back to the races tomorrow. And we've had a few little speed humps the last month, but we seem to be putting them behind us and onwards and upwards now.
She's got gate speed. She was able to go 56 on debut at Bathurst. I would expect you'd like to see her pretty forward and out of trouble.
Yeah, I would. You know, she sort of puts herself there. She does sometimes get a little bit too keen and can get a bit silly. So I sort of try and keep her happy early, if we can sort of keep her in a good, happy frame of mind early and mind our own sort of track and see where we get to. But, yeah, I would like to see her roll forward early and see where she lobs, but I think she'll run a good race.
And in the Colts and Geldings heat, you have He's a Treacherous. How did you grade him at Bathurst?
Yeah, he seems very happy when he's at home at the moment. He's being a big bull and he's a Captain Treacherous, can be a bit quirky. Both his starts at Bathurst, he was awfully lost. He led up and had no idea where he was going. He got really lost and then put a few holes in his block eyes so he could see the world a little bit in the consolation. And I don't think he handled it quite as good as he should have either. He sort of got jammed up on... I let Brad's horse go, who I've got a lot of time for, thinking it would give him a good helmet to follow, which it did, but he still was really lost, you know, wanting to look at everything and roll around. So I think he will be better suited getting back to home. But obviously, hopefully he qualifies and then heads on down to Nutrien. And look, I think he's going to be a horse that all these experiences will do him the world of good. He just needs to get his frame of mind right when he's sort of getting a bit green. But the more he races, the better he'll get. He just needs to put it all together.
Well, clearly being trained on the track at Menangle, he's already a feature race winner there. He should be a little more comfortable tomorrow. And it's a very deep race. There's some really nice horses in this. The Russell Jack pair have the inside gate. So does that give you an opportunity to maybe drive him a little bit off cover with a target to follow where you know there's going to be a genuine tempo?
Yeah, pretty well exactly right. You know, he sort of... We saw what he could do when he won the Sapling. He loves having a sort of helmet to chase, and I think with Russell's two drawn in handy, it's going to play out pretty well that way from the draws. We're just going to have to see where he can lob. I don't exactly know how many heats they got in Melbourne for the Nutrien to where he's going to run to qualify. I think it's first four. But look, I think he's a really nice horse going forward, and probably from the draw we're going to have to drive him for cover, so it'll be good to see him suited to that way.
And just in that race as well, yourself and Kerri-Ann have Pete's Crunch Time, one start at Menangle going back to the best part of 6 weeks ago now, and he certainly showed that he's got above average ability there, not beaten a long way. So what's your opinion of this guy?
Yeah, he's the same. We sort of left him out of Bathurst. I just thought it might have been a little bit too much for him. His work's been really good. He seems to be doing a lot at home. He's very happy with his work. He's probably a little bit green. And do I think he's up to these colts right now? Probably still 6 months away. But look for him to run a good race throughout the heat. But when he lobs out of this and into a maiden race, he'll be hard to beat.
Yeah, he's one to follow going forward. Pete's Crunch Time, a son of Captain Crunch. It appears as though they'll probably get better with a little bit of time under their belt as well. And just quickly on Neptune in the last, we know this guy's got a stack of ability. Have we seen the best of him this preparation? It seems to have been a little bit up and down, and I probably would have expected him to finish a little closer at his best last time out. So where's he at, and what are your hopes for him tomorrow?
Yeah, he's I've been happy with all his runs this time in. He's just been, his races have been a bit spaced out, which, being a big burly bull, I don't think suits him. I'd like to get him a bit more week-to-week racing, but just with the Bathurst Carnival and he missed a run, and then they had the heats of up to 80 series at Menangle, and he drew 10 and he ended up getting unlucky in behind him and then missed a run the next week. So sort of just want to get a bit of consistent racing into him, but I did think it was a right step forward with him when he ran second to Tejan Raider, and he's probably going to have to do a bit of work here again from the wing. But I think he'll get across early, and I'm expecting him to start racing into a bit of form now.
All right, that's Neptune in the last tomorrow at Menangle, the 9-race card there. Of course, having those Nutrien Race Series heats. Appreciate your time this morning, Robbie. Good luck today at Goulburn and tomorrow at Menangle, and hopefully for that series to come.
Thanks, Brittany.
Rob Morris joining us this morning. He had three winners on Saturday night at Menangle as a catch driver, outside drives, and he's off to Goulburn today, and he highlighted Sir Knight Race 5, number 3, as his best. A quick break, Leighton Green on the other side.
You're listening to On The Pace on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Great to have your company on this Monday morning here for On The Pace. It's now time to catch up with Leighton Green. He's going to have a busy few days. Goulburn this afternoon, Menangle tomorrow, and Bendigo on Wednesday evening. So covering plenty of territory. He's hoping there's a few winners amongst those engagements. Good morning, Leighton. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good morning, Brittany.
Busy few days upcoming. We start off with Goulburn this afternoon, where you've got four steers. We won't go into depth on them, but what do you think is your best hope there at Goulburn this afternoon?
Well, I'm hoping old Don Boston in the last could get back in a bit of form today, but he went really well last week, so hoping he can pull it off today.
Yeah, the old boy lining up for start number 311. He was placed in the heat and final of the Honoree Stakes Series, and he comes up with a prominent draw there today at Goulburn in the last. We move across to Menangle tomorrow, and you've got Peace Out, this really high-quality filly engaged in the Nutrien Race Series heat. She's out of the draw after a misdemeanour in the Gold Tiara final. Have we put our finger on what went wrong? Was it just, you know, the whole situation's getting a bit too much for her, the inside of the second row draw? Do we put that in the rear vision mirror and expect her to be much better going forward?
Yeah, I just think we just sort of had to push her out of the gate a little bit last start, just trying to hold Brad Stewart's good filly back. But yeah, I just think she just didn't like getting pushed too much out of the gate. But from that outside barrier, wouldn't have to push her out too much tomorrow, and we'll just drive her confidently. And yeah, she's, like you said earlier, she's a very fast and classy filly, so fingers crossed.
She's pretty good, isn't she? That debut run was quite exciting. And then her next effort when winning a Gold Tiara heat, the margin wasn't huge, but it just looked as though she was always in control.
Yeah, exactly right. She's been having to be driven tough, sort of, because of her barrier draws, her first two starts, but her strongest strength is definitely her speed. She's a very, very fast filly. So when we can get the right one with her, we'll definitely see how good she is.
Do you think that could be tomorrow from that barrier draw in the smaller field? Are you keen to drive her with some cover, or is it a case, again, from that draw, you sort of have to, I guess, take bad luck out of the equation?
I hadn't sort of made our decisions yet, myself and the owners, but yeah, we'll have to leave that up for tomorrow. But yeah, but if she has to go forward, she's going to be sort of a really good chance. She has to go forward, or if she goes back, she'll still be a good chance. So fingers crossed, there's no sort of bad luck in the run, but yeah, hopefully she runs a nice race to get into the final.
Yeah, that final being next Saturday night, of course, down in Victoria. You've also got Prince of Peace and Ananias later on in the card tomorrow. Do you give solid hopes to either of those?
I reckon Prince of Peace. He's been racing really well, and and working well. He's got that really good gate speed, so he'll be driven aggressively and put himself into the race. And I like his chances. You know, there's a few in there what goes all right, but he's a nice horse himself. So fingers crossed.
All right, Prince of Peace later on in the card, race 8 at 4:50 tomorrow. And then you head to Bendigo on Wednesday evening for the trotting division of the Nutrien race series, where Sue Warrior goes around. This 2-year-old colt by What the Hills had the one start. He went around last Tuesday at Menang. You've obviously got a fair opinion of this guy to take him south. What did you make of that debut performance?
Yeah, his first start was really good. He's just a big green baby at the moment. But when he gets a few runs under his belt and a bit more fitness, we'll see the best of him. But we're hoping that he can go through the series nicely and get into the final. He'll be hopefully better when he gets a few more runs under his belt. So fingers crossed, we'll win back.
There's lots of first starters in that race, so he's got the benefit of a race day run under his belt. Is he a horse that can naturally head forward at the starter and try and get in front of a few?
I think so. Obviously, in the 2-year-old trotters races, you want to sort of be up on the front end just to get out of trouble. We'll probably be trying to get in there somewhere nicely. He is a nice, strong, tough fella, so if you have to do a little bit of work, it won't worry him.
And before we let you go, Maximus Meridius, speaking of talented trotters in the stable, he's been a bit hit and miss his preparation. I'm sure that he's testing the patience a little bit, but there's no doubting his ability. When will we see him next? And is the New South Wales Trotting Derby his major aim, or what are his early season targets?
His main aim is definitely the New South Wales Derby. We're just trying to get his men a little bit better, hopefully before the heat. I'm pretty sure the heat's not too far away. So if he has a run in between then, I'm not too sure, but he's always ready to go. So just might find that one more race and get that OD off him and fingers crossed.
All right. Well, a busy few days upcoming for you, Leighton. Appreciate your time this morning. Very best of luck. And here's hoping, particularly in those Nutrien heats, those babies can qualify for the Rich Final. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Leighton Green this morning. He's off to Goulburn today. He's highlighted Don Boston. The old boy is his best on the card. But some high-quality horses from the Allied Express racing team heading to those Rich Nutrien series races over the next few days as well. A quick break. We'll wrap up the show with Joe Rando.
You're listening to On The Pace on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
There were two feature races on Saturday night at Menangle. The Woodland Stud Golden Easter Egg for the 3-year-old fillies was taken out by Millwood Bliss. She booked her spot in the New South Wales Oaks final on May 4th with that success. And also, the 4-year-old foundation final for the Trotters was staged, and Familiar Tricks was able to put it all together and come out on top, not only providing Joe and Mary Rando with the victory, but they trained the trifecta. So great to catch up with Joe this morning to discuss that, and also his runners tomorrow at Menangle, which both look decent hopes as well. Good morning, Joe. Congratulations on Saturday night. You always like a feature success, and a feature trifecta, I'm sure, is even better.
Yeah, it was great. Good morning, Brittany. It was really good. He finally put it all together. Not perfect, but he did it, and he got there, yeah.
What sort of horse has Familiar Tricks been? Because he's only had the 4 starts, and he's had about triple the amount of trials since anywhere. He's plenty of gear. He's clearly been very much a work in progress.
I can't say what I think on radio. he's had a bit of a problem where when he sees the field or early on, all he wanted to do was run over the top of the horse in front of him. He thought it was, it was Dodgems, not race horses. So I had a couple of people drive him, and everyone gave me the same opinion in track work. You know, he just wants to run over the horse in front of him. And we've slowly, we've changed his diet, and we've done a fair few things with him. And he's starting to come around where his first start back this time in, it took 4 of us to harness him up to get him geared up for the race, where now he'll just stand there and wait for his race.
probably worked out well for him on Saturday night that there was such a genuine tempo in the lead time and I guess allowed Blake Fitzpatrick to raid him a little bit.
Yeah, the speed was on early, like the Salute Stride wanted to hold the lead and the second favourite wanted the lead and, you know, they went pretty hard that first 300 or 400 metres. They went real hard, and, you know, 49 lead time, and most of them, I think most of these horses are getting over the 2300 for the first time, and, you know, he just sat back and he did no work, and Blake just balanced him. Blake said, I just balanced him the whole way, and he just worked over the top of him. I've always had the opinion that him and Salute Stride, there's not a lot between them.
Just on Salute Stride, he was great in second. He's a horse that's very lightly raced, 5 starts for a win and 3 minor placings, and he had a long time off the scene, and it was clearly a significant build-up since joining your stable, but he looks like a nice horse of the future despite being beaten there on Saturday.
Yeah, he is. We've got a big... Mary and I have got a big opinion of him. You know, he's not going to do a lot this season, you know, as in chasing anything up, you know, any other feature races at the moment. He's had his few little issues that we've had to sort out, and he just looks like he's got a really bright future. He's got the gate speed, he can stay, and he can sprint, you know, like he's just sort of got the whole lot, the horse.
Yeah, he's certainly a horse to watch going forward. Triumph Stride was back in third and he seems to be an improver. Just on the open class trotter, Have No Fear, what did you make of his first up run? Because he ended last preparation really promisingly and he was a little way beaten there on Saturday, but it was a funny race. They all were.
They all were, yeah. Like the leader got out and just kept on running, and he is a really nice horse, the winner. He is a really... He's been... you know, raced the best all the way through his career. So all he had to do was trot and not pull, and he was clearly the winner. But our bloke, we just don't seem to think that he handled the soft going. The track was a little bit tricky on Saturday night, so we just think it was just because they're top dressed and the boys did their best to have the track at the best they could, and just that heavy rain over the weekend. During the week, it sort of made it a bit shifty, and he was just touching where he's never touched before. So, he just wasn't himself. But he'll bounce back.
Do you have any immediate targets for Have No Fear?
Just the open grade at the moment. Let him get back to his form that he had. All work leading up and his trial leading up to the race had been perfect. It was just mainly the condition of the track that sort of pulled him up. But, yeah, not at the moment. Just let him work and build up again, yeah.
You've got 2 runners tomorrow at Menangle in the opening race. Leaf Stride returning from a break. We haven't seen him since September, where he went around in heats of the carousel. So this looks like a pretty likely race for him. And Monarch Stride is there as well. He's second up from a shorter break. So who's the best chance of them? They both look decent hopes.
Well, you've got to ask Mary that one, because Monarch is her favourite and Leaf's my favourite. So, it's a big field over a short distance, and they've got to come off marks. So, but I think they're both well graded. You know, like I think they are really well graded for horses that have been racing in, like on Monarch's been racing Saturday night when last in work, and Leaf raced in the carousel heats and just missed out on the final. And, you know, I think they'll go really well.
Yeah, they do look really well placed there. Leaf Stride, Monarch Stride, understanding start conditions. Of course, a short course, so a quick getaway is going to be vital. Well done on Saturday night, Joe Parson. Our congratulations to Mary as well. And the team's rolling along very nicely. Good luck tomorrow at Menangle.
Thanks, Brit.
That's Joe Rando joining us this morning to wrap up on the pace. So heading forward, if he can keep things together, Familiar Tricks, I'm sure he's going to be a horse that's going to do a nice job through the grades. Just winning his maiden there on Saturday night still keeps him at a fairly loose rating. So if he can keep his head in the game, he might be a horse that can put a few together now. We race at Goulburn this afternoon. The first of nine gets underway at 12:24. And then tomorrow we've got Menanga, which we've previewed pretty extensively before Albury race tomorrow night. I'll be back for more on the pace on Wednesday morning from 10:30.